All right, my fellow hustlers. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk, back with another episode of Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win. Today, we're diving deep into something that's not just about productivity, but about creating space for the most important kind of growth, emotional healing, and understanding. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, pushing through life without truly connecting with your emotions? You know that feeling when stress piles up, anxieties simmer beneath the surface, and you're just going through the motions instead of truly living? Well, guess what? It's time to create a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where emotional healing can bloom. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all have those moments, big or small, that leave us feeling bruised, confused, or just plain overwhelmed. Ignoring these emotions doesn't make them disappear. It just pushes them deeper, like trying to stuff a giant beach ball under your bed. So, how do we create the safe space? It's not about building a literal fortress. Oh, that might be cool, right? It's more about cultivating an inner environment where vulnerability is embraced, honesty reigns supreme, and self-compassion is the guiding principle. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This one sounds simple, but it's often the hardest part. We tend to suppress emotions, telling ourselves to toughen up or get over it. But ignoring your feelings only allows them to fester. Instead, acknowledge them, name them, feel them, and allow yourself to process them without judgment. 2. Journal your way through. Ever notice how talking things out can help clear your head? Journaling is like having a private conversation with yourself, but on paper. Write down those swirling thoughts, fears, anxieties, or even moments of joy. Let it all flow onto the page. It's amazing how much clarity you gain when you externalize your emotions. 3. Seek supportive connections. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Surround yourself with people who truly get you, who offer a listening ear without judgment, and who lift you up instead of tearing you down. Remember, real strength comes from vulnerability and sharing our struggles. It's how we learn, grow, and connect on a deeper level. 4. Embrace mindfulness and self-care. This doesn't mean lighting lavender candles, though that can be nice. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Engage in activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, seriously. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Remember, you're human, and that's okay. Think about that time when you were feeling truly overwhelmed. Maybe it was a stressful deadline, a challenging relationship, or even just a bad day. How did you handle it? Did you push those emotions aside, hoping they'd magically disappear? Or did you allow yourself to feel them, acknowledge their impact, and seek support? The truth is, we all have the power to create a safe space for emotional healing. It takes conscious effort, but the rewards are measurable: increased self-awareness, stronger relationships, and ultimately, a greater sense of peace and fulfillment. Listen, creating this inner sanctuary isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, be kind to yourself, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. So, my hustlers, what's one thing you can do today to create a safer space for your emotions? Share it with me on social media. Let's build each other up. And remember, every step towards emotional healing is a victory worth celebrating. See you tomorrow. Keep hustling and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.